It provides a new platform upon which to provide any number of different services. So you're seeing a revolution in software because there's this new device, a device that requires simplicity. Simplicity leads to disruption. People find a better way to do things.
And so accessible. I mean, literally in the palm of your hand. So if as simple as if you come across a pothole, your cell phone's right there, you send a note and you can deal with something that way. So it's everywhere you want to be, sort of.
It's everywhere you want to be. And governments get measured by how well they reach and service citizens. And mobile platforms provide a great opportunity to build on.
So how is government doing at reaching out using this new platform?
I think they're acting very quickly with regards to adopting smartphones and applications. You know, governments are supposed to be risk averse because there's a lot of information flow happening. But what people are finding is that, you know, if good policies on managing devices and information and are put in place, the opportunities become endless for fixing potholes or providing access to services or just general information about what the government's doing with your money.
Yeah. Is there a connection? Is there a link between Gov 2.0 and that almost movement, which I sort of classify as sharing information and really allowing people in to on decisions? Is there a link between that Gov 2.0 movement and this mobile movement?
I think there's a natural connection. I mean, Gov 2.0 is about embracing social media and new capabilities with regards to operating more efficiently. And the mobile platform just extends those capabilities.
One of the issues that I constantly hear, and in fact, I was just talking to a senior guy over at HHS, and he was talking about mobile and the concerns about health. There seemed like there was both security issues and potential privacy issues out there as well.
Well, the security and privacy issues on mobile are a reflection of the same security and privacy issues that exist on our laptops and our PCs. They are going to be overcome through good management and good policy decisions.
And so we always say that, but sometimes that's harder, easier said than done.
It is easier said than done, but the opportunities for, you know, huge gains in efficiencies and big reductions in costs are such that they need to be taken on. Those challenges will be overcome. And that's why there are a lot of new players on the market as well, because they see through the lens of mobile and understand how to overcome some of the obstacles that that CIOs and others face in this daunting move.
And really, the iPhone is really what led to a lot of this. I mean, people, the ability to develop these applications, put it on a store, and have people download it so easily, that seems like a pretty critical part of this puzzle.
Right. The iPhone was a fantastic innovation. The App Store is a big disruption. I mean, the delivery platform for the App Store is what really drives all of these markets and has created all of the opportunities. There will be many more ways to deliver applications coming online. There already are. Apps.gov is going to be incorporating mobile apps intended for the government, as announced by CIO Vivek Kundra. Hmm. But you are correct. Apps are what is leading to this revolution.
And we've seen things like Apps for Democracy and even just announced the Apps for the Army, which came up with 53 applications in 75 days. How do you do that's really unheard of in government circles.
It's fantastic. The level of innovation is fantastic. The winners of the 2009 Apps for Democracy 2 in Washington, D.C. took about 3 weeks to build an entirely new 311 reporting system so citizens can report that pothole. Hmm. So there is a great acceleration of innovation, and this opens up all kinds of new opportunities. And again, the risks need to be weighed with the reward of what this can lead to.
Yeah, and you layer in the GPS stuff that you can do on a mobile device, all of a sudden finding that pothole, you can say, oh, it's right here. I just ran over it, for goodness sakes. It becomes a very, very powerful tool.
Right. So you've got location awareness and context, and that is going to lead to efficiencies.
Give us some of the innovations that you're seeing out there. Are there something are there innovations aside from Apps for Democracy and Apps for the Army? Are there other things that you're seeing develop out there?
We're seeing all kinds of interesting developments at the state level. There's a lot going on. State of Oklahoma, the state of Utah, the state of Arkansas, state of Washington, state of Virginia, all have apps that are aimed at helping their citizens do any number of things: find resources, get fishing licenses, locate post offices. There's all kinds of apps out there for citizens, and governments are really taking advantage of this. The FBI has a most wanted app where, to both share information and also collect any information that people may have.
But it seems like there are also apps to actually help agencies, if you're a federal employee, to help you find information more easily, because that can be often as challenging as having a citizen find information.
Right. Yeah, we often talk about the consumer-based apps, but certainly the enterprise and agency apps to help employees are equally as important, and we'll start to see a lot more of those type of apps deployed here in the coming months and years.
So you have a great title. You're the Director of Innovation for Disruptathon. Tell us a little bit about what Disruptathon is.
Disruptathon is a forum to identify and support innovation and disruption. There is a need to increase our knowledge of what disruption is, and Disruptathon provides a platform to do just that. I have the best job in the world. I get to talk to innovative people across all industries, invite them to come and present their ideas and innovations, and provide a forum that allows people to participate using a mobile application I've had developed that collects feedback on different types of innovation and ideas.
And so much innovation going on out there right now. It's almost hard to keep up with it all.
It's hard to keep up with, but it's a requirement for our economy to grow, for businesses to grow, for new opportunities to open up. We have got to become a country of innovation, which we are on that path, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. The platform is also made available to companies and government agencies that want to use it.
Tell people what the platform is.
The platform consists of iPod touch devices that can collect any kind of information in real time so that organizations or government agencies can have a Disruptathon with their own people and collect information that all kinds of information that can help them become more innovative, more efficient, and operate better.